Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Are we in trouble? Are we more divided today than ever before in the history of the country, including the Civil War? What do you think? You think we're one big happy family? Huh? When 300 bikers go up to Henry Hudson Parkway and jump one Chinese family and nobody calls it a racial incident? Yeah. What's wrong with us, man? And they didn't even have Harleys. They're making the real bikers look bad with their little tricycles. That poor guy got a beating, and nobody can find the tape of the beating he got. And I thought I saw something where somebody was stomping on his head while he was laying flat out on the ground. But only God knows the truth. And the media covers up everything else. We'll give you a little tune, and I'll put together some stuff, and we'll be talking. I'm going to give you a Mexican tune, because everybody's going to be speaking Spanish. Press 1 for Tico Tico.
Tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera preciosa y orgullosa, no permiten la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa caminando mira sin verlos jamás. La que alguien ya vino y se fue. Dicen que pasa las noches llorando por él. ¡Mi mariachi!
Blog letter from Herman Cain. And remember Herman Cain? He ran for president, and he was a real affable guy. Not laughable, affable. And I liked Herman Cain. He had personality. He had can-do attitude, a great can-do attitude. And he was a nice guy. And you know what the press did to him. They destroyed him. They Sarah Palin'd him. And that's what happens when you go up against the Communist Party of North America. What do you think? They're using Stalinist tactics, and you're playing Marcus of Queensberry. They're going to beat you up and mop the floor with you every day of the week. So, here's what Herman Cain said. He's talking about the government-run health insurance. Don't worry, they're working around the clock to fix it. You know what this is? You know what this government health care is? It's a ripoff. It's ripping you off from your tax dollars and taking them and putting them in the government pot, and then the government is going to dole out to their friends and voters those who they have to take care of, and they'll take care of them first. And if you don't believe me, ask Dr. Carson how come he got the first IRS audit in his whole life. Do you think that if Dr. Carson was on life support and an Obama voucher came down, how much would it be for? 21 cents? 13 cents? Yeah. You know. You know they're buying votes, and they're selling out a country. They're buying votes, selling out a country, and they think they're going to be on top when it's all over. What exactly did you think government-run health insurance was going to be like? The Obama administration finds itself scrambling this week as it's much. I saw a blog, and the guy who wrote it, genius. Mr. Obama, tear this website down. And I thought that was great. So this week, as it's much anticipated health care exchanges. First off, I don't like the word health care exchanges. It sounds like little committee rooms where czars sit and plan your life. And you'll be sucked into one of the exchanges. Then they'll exchange you for somebody more useful who is more party friendly. Stumbling out of the blocks with consumer confusion, system shutdowns, and sticker shock over the actual cost of free health care. The people that weren't paying for it before do not intend to pay for it now. They will not be joining. They will wait till they have to go to the hospital. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Obama hilariously tried to claim in an interview with the AP yesterday that public interest far exceeded the government's expectations. Lou Dobbs got a blackboard tonight. He's showing, he says it's in the number of people that have signed up is in the thousands. We got 312 million people in this country. Most of them Americans. Others waiting for the call to arms. Yeah, from the minaret and the parapet. Yeah, folks are working round the clock and have been systematically reducing the wait times, Obama assures us. Well, if it's up to Obama, man, you can forget about it, because that guy don't work. Yeah, any guy that can take an entire aircraft out of a fleet and go on safari with it, he has, the only thing he didn't have was a Brazilian carnival band. Yeah, oh man. Did you know Brazil has an aircraft carrier? I often tease my Brazilian friends that that's what it is. They have no airplanes on it. They just have a big carnival band. Tell me another one if you think the wait time to sign up is bad. Imagine what the wait times will be like for cancer treatments or for emergency surgery or for a physical. Oh, man. I got to tell you, I look at Aflac. They got an ad. Even the duck is covered. He hurt his bill or his wing or something, and they had him in rehab, and he was working out. And the Geico, he's even covered with Geico. If either Aflac or Geico decided to go into the hospitalization business and go direct to the people and just took a nice little cut for themselves and administered the program, it would be up and running in 2 weeks and everybody would be happy. But we're going to go through the government bureaucracy. Yes. Press 1 for lawyer, press 2 for lawyer, press 3 for lawyer. There's an awful lot of lawyers. I had a list of all the people that died that used to know Bill Clinton, 47 of them. And I think about 6 were lawyers. That's a high percentage of people that got rubbed out. Oh, no, they met by death by accident. They had accidents, like one guy fell out a window. Yeah, he was doing a swan dive. Yeah, and another guy committed suicide. He shot himself in the back of the head 3 times. Yeah, oh man, I tell you, we don't know what's going on in this country. I tell all my relatives, I said, take your hand and just raise it up about eye level. I say, we're up about here. We're up about here with information, with public information, what we know what's going on. And then I go down to crotch level and I say, and this is what's really going on, and we'll never see what that is. And we'll never know what that is. And anybody that thinks they know the score has no idea. You remember that guy that they found in a dumpster in Washington? He was doing something with the internet. He was internet cyber warfare. And all of a sudden, somebody said, he was in a garage. I seen him. He was coming out of the garage. He was acting a little crazy. He was acting incoherent, like he had just been drugged. And they found his body in a dumpster. How long was that in the news? 2 days, 3 days. A couple of Republicans called for an investigation. The birdcage paper press covered it up, like they cover up the body count. I'm watching TV last night. You got to read what's underneath the screen, at the bottom of the screen, because it only comes by once and you never see it again. 4 military killed in Afghanistan. NATO identifies the 4 military and will announce later what nationality they are. You know what nationality they are. When Obama took over and decided to lose the Middle East, the first thing he did was he outlawed the word American. They do not announce American casualties, because then Americans would get upset if they ever found out that he killed 2,000 in Afghanistan. He's lost 2,000 in Afghanistan, plus 6 fighter jets that they covered up You know about those fighter jets and the two Marines that were killed protecting six fighter jets on a tarmac? Two Marines, when they had 28 Marines to unload four coffins in the Benghazi cover-up, but they didn't have 28 Marines on the other side of the pond so that those four bodies didn't have to come home. They could have come home in first-class seats on an aircraft. Yes, this president intends to lose this country. His mind is made up, and you can't believe that. Do you know why? Because you're brainwashed, and you don't believe that either. You were brainwashed a long time ago. We go all the way back to the 60s. The Soviet Union has been working on the destruction of the United States since it infiltrated the atomic bomb factory at Los Alamos. They have had their spies in the State Department and anywhere else they choose, and they never lost them. Do you know, I remember reading about, I think it was about 3 years ago, that the number three Soviet spy had been spying inside, I don't remember it was the FBI or the State Department, but he had been, I think it was the FBI, and he had been spying for the Soviet Union for 20 years. Now, when these guys spy, like KGB agent Snowden, when these guys spy, they get money. They get paid. They're on a payroll. And this guy was on the Soviet payroll for 20 years. And he decided he wanted to retire. So you know what the Soviets did? They gave him up to the FBI. Because they didn't want to pay the pension benefits. See, it all comes down to money. Folks are working around the clock and have been systematically reducing the wait times. Tell me another one. This is what happens when you take a service and use politics to A, explode demand for it, while B, forcing providers to take all comers. You will get shortages. You will get doctors leaving the system. You will get premiums going through the roof, and not everybody's going to enroll. And I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't enroll. I want to wait and see. You know what it's like? It's like the latest new TV comes out. Some people run to get it right away, and other people say, let's see how it works first. And that's what a lot of Americans are going to do. They're going to be very cautious going into this healthcare plan. You will get doctors leaving the systems and premiums going through the roof, and you will destroy quality. You will do all this because markets work in certain ways, but politicians don't like the way markets work. So they try to manipulate the markets. They try to make things free that can't be free because it costs money to provide them. They try to make things irrelevant, like pre-existing conditions that can't be irrelevant. They try to tell you that they can do all this without it costing you a lot of money, without quality suffering, without service suffering. And then when none of that works out, they say, oh, don't worry, we're working around the clock. This is not a problem. How sad, huh? Government, the more government gets into, the more freedom it destroys. And you see who's getting burned on this Mexican standoff. Small people. It's always the little people that bleed the most. Down in the Florida Everglades, they have prevented people who earn a living, small business people, making sandwiches and waiting on other people in restaurants, and fishermen. They've even kept fishermen from fishing. And they say that there are more guards now at the monuments than there ever was when the monuments were open. So I'm surprised they don't have 18,000 IRS agents protecting the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, oh, God, we're in trouble. But even Obama's excuse gives away an ugly truth. He says the government had no idea what to expect in terms of demand. Exactly. They created a monster by trying to throw everyone, the young, the old, the healthy, the sick, into the same insurance pool and force insurers to take everyone and to treat everyone the same. Then they made the problem worse by forcing people who don't even want insurance to buy it anyway and by using taxpayer money to subsidize it. I got to tell you something. I love children, especially the unborn, because I know how they're going to turn out if somebody doesn't kill them. They're going to grow from a little seed like a flower, and they get bigger and bigger every day. And one day they get hands and they get fingers, and their first off comes their eyes and all of their arteries and all of their veins. And the master has constructed the body so it is absolutely a work of science. It is fantastic. And in 9 months, that's going to be a crying baby, and it's going to come out into the world. And there are people that try to kill it in the first month, and they say it's not a baby. And they kill it in the second month. They say it's not a baby. Let me tell you something. Go to the store and buy an egg. Take it home and look at it. And tell me what it's going to be when it hatches. Right? And it's really sad that people can justify murder, and we're supposed to believe that they know the truth, that they're telling the truth. I'm watching a movie, series on, was it show? HBO, I think it is. And it's my favorite actor, Buscemi. I'm trying to think of his first name. But he plays a great Nucky Thompson in Boardwalk Empire. And right after Boardwalk Empire was over, and I'm pretty sure it's Showtime, they introduced like a pilot or a plug for a new show. And what they showed was a Caucasian father, a Latin American mother, and three children in a supermarket, two boys and a little girl, and the two boys are calling the father a sea sucker. That's child porn. And the people that put that together should be dragged out into the street and tarred and feathered. And that's how low we've fallen. We can't get any lower. We're lower than whale poop right now, and that's at the bottom of the ocean. Here's what happens when you do that. Suddenly the market is flooded with people making demands on the system who were not previously making any demands whatsoever. That overtaxes the system and causes costs to skyrocket. Who will pay for that? You cannot let the... I got to tell you something. They robbed. These people, these politicians robbed Social Security. People paid into Social Security for 55 years, and there's nothing there for them because the government wouldn't leave it alone. It was nice and it was nice, fat, and growing, and the government went in and took it to do other things with it. So they robbed those people who put their savings with the government, and don't think they don't have their eye on your 401k. Don't think one day you may get a notice in the mail. Your government doesn't want you to buy anything but gold in your 401k because the dollar is not worth anything, and we have to borrow on your 401k, and it has to be gold. But you can't take out any lump sum. You come to the office once a week and we'll tell you how much you can have. You don't think that can happen, right? Well, what happened to Social Security? They robbed that. They got away with that. Al Gore used to call it his locks box. Hang in there. I'm going to give you a tune. And let's see what we're going to do here. We'll do a little Darling. Yes, Picadillo. Wow, what happened? I guess that's it. Is that right? I guess that's it. Stopped playing. So, we're back. Let's see what else we got here. You know, there's going to be a million Muslim march on September the 11th on Washington. Isn't that wonderful? And I said they should turn it into a musical. And we could have workplace violins. And what's that guy's name that murdered all those Mexicans? The guy that delivered the Clinton pardon to Mark Rich. What's that guy's name? The guy that's going after all the Christians. Eric Holder. Yep. Eric Holder, bagman extraordinaire. Obama's golf course has been spared for the shutdown. Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. His golf course is spared. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful person. I don't know why people always single him out as the bad guy. I think they do it because he's black, and it's not the black side that's doing all the damage. It's that evil white side. That's what I think. Somebody's playing with me here. Open this file. Don't mind me, man. I'm cracking up here. I got computer madness. I would play your patent speech, but it's 12 minutes. I'm going to give you the... Oh, that's only 3 seconds. Pledging my love with Resurrection 1, RNC Convention. We'll give you a little... How about a tribute to the boys in Tennessee? How bad the drug problem is in this country? You've got about 12 Latin American nations just shipping stuff here. Unbelievable. Arizona is like a FedEx hub for drugs. Everywhere you turn, drugs, drugs, drugs. You wouldn't believe how bad it is. I can remember when drugs didn't even occupy all of Manhattan. I can remember when weed never got past 155th Street. You can't believe that. Well, I guess you can't believe that you could get a 3-bedroom apartment in New York City in a decent neighborhood for $37 a month either. Yeah, and now you can't get a water closet downtown in Chelsea for less than $2,000. $2,000, and the garbage is piled outside the window. It is sad. We're in a bad state of affairs, yet some people are doing good. Somebody just bought a diamond for $26 million today. A diamond. I forget how many carats it was. 100 and something, 119 maybe, or 190 carats. A white diamond. And they say there's a bigger one coming next week, a pink one. It's really sad. We're in trouble. But my kick against drugs is that it's all over the land. Nobody's going to escape the drug problem. As a matter of fact, I was watching them hunting bears up in Alaska, and they were showing the police, and the police were doing a heroin arrest in Wasilla. Yeah, the Democrats will blame that on Sarah Palin. first off, you got to know there's no more Democrat Party. If you think you're a Democrat in the Democrat Party, you're brainwashed. That Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. They have no God. They voted them out at the convention. Three times the cock crowed at the convention. Then you got, voted to burn the flag. 40 Democrat senators voted to burn the flag, along with 8 Republicans. Some of the names, like Fred Thompson, voted to burn the flag. He's a Republican. They call him a conservative. Arlen Specter, he was for sale all the time. But the one that's going to get you is Match McConnell. Match McConnell voted to burn the flag. And he's what? He's somebody. He's somebody big, isn't he? He's the opposition for Obama. There's 25 rhinos. I call them Democrat reservists. And they are going to go along with whatever the Democrats want. And they honestly believe that the conservatives are too American. There's no such thing as a right-winger. O'Reilly uses right-winger. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And another thing he doesn't know what he's talking about is O'Reilly, on the Imus show the other morning, said Jesus was never in Egypt. Egypt was too far. Well, tell that to the Coptic Christians who were dying every day for their belief that Jesus was in Egypt. And they'll tell you the route that he took, and they'll tell you how many stops he made. Yep. It's unbelievable. O'Reilly writes a book, he makes one statement, everybody takes it as gospel. The gospel according to Bill O'Reilly. Sorry, pal. We don't buy it. So we got a big drug problem in this country. And the rehab units are really nice. Between them and the abortion clinics, they outnumber the churches. And our churches are in trouble. And our education system is in trouble. You now have state-run education. And the ACLU and the Communist Party came in and they used the lie separation of church from state. And that's not what's in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. It's separation of church and state, meaning leave the churches alone and let the government run itself. And Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. So he called for separation of church and state also. But having said that, my biggest worry is drugs, because the government is legalizing them because they need the tax revenue from the addicts. This is a new form of revenue raising. The government is now into three mafia operations. Gambling. They're into gambling. They're hooking people, and you got Gamblers Anonymous, and you got rehab units for those guys. And they're also into drugs. They're going to sell drugs for taxes. And, of course, you see the antics of the House and the Senate, so you know they're into prostitution. They're all prostitutes in that assembly. I say if they go to work, they should be made to wear pirate costumes. And if you think they care about you, you're crazy. They only care about themselves. And what are you going to do about it? You're going to vote for somebody that's going to buy your vote? You're going to get Obama phone? You're going to get Obama shoes? You're going to get a nice little silk slave collar around your neck? Won't be able to do anything? You see who he attacked, this guy. He went after all the little people. He punished them for not bowing to Obamacare. He's a real sweetheart, ain't he? The first president of the United States that hates the country.
All the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street
sweet, sweet, sweet Rockin' Robin.
Sweet, sweet,
rock, rock,
sweet
Rockin' Robin.
Sweet, sweet,
low Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Sweet, sweet, sweet,
every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go Rockin' Robin.
Sweet, sweet,
rock, rock, Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. A pretty little raven at the birdman stand talked him out to the pump and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocked in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin.
Tweet, tweet,
rockin' robin.
Tweet, tweet,
rockin' robin. Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. We owned the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand, caught him out to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocked in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, Rockin' Robin, slow Rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
One of my kids used to call that Rocking Robert. House of Reps can destroy Obamacare. This is interesting. Let's see, this is from the New American. You ever hear of the John Birch Society? John Birch Society is real. They call real right wing. They're real right wing. You know what that means? They're real extra patriotic. And they believe that communism is as strong today as it was in Stalin's time. And communist infiltration in the United States is as strong today as in Stalin's time. And they might be right, and when we find out, it will be too late. Obama says during the shutdown, the Iranians will cover for us. President Obama said that during the shutdown, the coalition of the willing will help us run our government. The Iranians will run the nuclear facilities. The Somalis will run the shopping malls. The Syrians will run the EPA. The Russians will run the farms, and the Chinese will run the computers. The Nigerians will run the banks, and the Mexicans will run health care. The Taliban will run same-sex marriage. Did I say run? I meant ruin. Just like the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party, will team up with 25 Republican senators in the Democrat reserves. The Republican Party is now the new Democrat Party. Is this enough to cover up Benghazi? What does it matter? More tea, anybody? Constitution gives House of Reps the weapon to destroy Obamacare. They can defund it. Obama's shutdown shenanigans stir outrage. I tell you, what he did to the veterans is a disgrace. But when you see him make two Marines hold umbrellas in a drizzle, you know that's Idi Amin too. A thin Idi Amin. Obama complains about lack of same spending he's pledged to veto. Why the government shutdown is a welcome development. Oh, yeah, you're finding out who you don't need. Despite shutdown, President Bush is hard to finish a TPP. What's TPP? Do you know? I hate these letters and acronyms. Well, it's too late because I just deleted it. Here's an article called No More Slavery. Oh, what nut wrote this one? Oh, it's a picture of Obama at a communion breakfast. He's making his first Holy Communion. And it's a prayer breakfast. And let me tell you something. Beware of people who call for a moment of silence, because what they're doing is they're shutting you up. It's a moment of prayer. And those who want to be silent can be silent. But it's not a moment of silence. It's a moment of prayer. Beware of people. And beware of people who take the oath saying, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me. Beware of those people. They are the ones who have your name on an arrest warrant. Obama says, Dr. Carson is up on the podium, and he's lecturing the audience on we could do better than Obamacare. And Obama's sitting there saying, you dare talk down to me? I'll pull a Clinton on you. I just hired 18,000 IRS agents to collect Democamo insurance scam money. You'll be getting the first audit in your life. And the more money that they control, you know, Democrats are like the guy that's always at the register when he should be somewhere else. Yeah, Ben Carson is a real American. He admonishes a military veteran-hating imposter, the hoax man from Kenya. He made two Marines hold umbrellas while he laughed with his staff. I imagined his staff behind the French doors, looking out at those two Marines holding the umbrellas and boy, doing, oh, he got him good this time. Yeah, he was doing his Idi Amin impersonation. He loves to punish children and veterans by slamming doors in their faces. He banned kids from the White House. He banned chaplains from saying mass without pay. They volunteered. We'll say mass without pay. He said, nope, it's denied. Not unless you pay the Islamic tax. And banned veterans from visiting war memorials. Google it. Listen to all the complaints. The most audacious man in the country. He thinks un-American means UN American. He is communist trained by his grandparents and his Hawaiian tutor, Frank Marshall Davis. Davis took Soviet money to groom a future president. He is protected by the communist press and media who helps him cover up the Afghanistan body count, classifying dead backshot Americans as NATO troops. He has lost more fighter planes on the ground than any other president. He could not protect one beach house in Libya and refused to try. Yet he needed 28 Marines to unload four Benghazi betrayed American bodies, when those Marines should have been in Benghazi protecting the living four. He will lose more Americans in the run out of Afghanistan. Wake up, folks. You're going to watch. You thought the Mogadishu Mile was tough darts? You wait and see what happens with this Afghanistan runout. Every jihadi and his mother will be in for the kill. He has lost Libya, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, and now wages war against American children, especially the unborn. How can you, as an American taxpayer who loves life, who loves children, allow a portion of your money to go to the murder of children? How can you allow that when you've got ancestors and forefathers who dumped a T for a lousy tax into the Boston Harbor and started a revolution over taxation without representation? How are they representing you when they kill the unborn? Is that what you wanted? Did you order them to do it? And he goes after the senior citizens, calling them anarchists. Thus, when a real American stands up and says you're not doing the right thing, he sicks his IRS dogs on them, just like the Clintons did to O'Reilly. When a Republican, a Democrat reservist, denies lying, they say they did not do it. When a communist, formerly a Democrat Party member, denies lying, they say you can't prove it. Before you can beat communists, you must be not afraid to say the word communist. And how do you know you're not brainwashed? What makes you think you're not brainwashed? Do you self-censor when you talk? How do you self-censor? Do you weigh the political consequences? Spirit of America Party book. Get the book. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. In the epilogue in the book, it lists 45 goals of the Communist Party that were recorded in Congress in 1962, and all 45 goals have been met. As a matter of fact, I would support Putin for president, and I'd be his campaign manager, and the first thing I would say is I'm less of a communist than Obama. And the other campaign promise would be I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. So, what are we going to do? We can't take any more from Harry Reid. Harry Reid, man, oh man, this guy's a brazen liar. He wants to arrest all the old people. Yeah, he should arrest himself first. Go down there to the villages. He wants to cordon off the villages and gas everybody. And he calls it saving Social Security. He blames the House Republicans for the government shutdown and calls them nasty names. He calls old people anarchists. Yeah, I can just imagine. Harry Reid, he's an evil man. He does evil deeds. What does Rush Limbaugh call him? Dingy Harry? Unbelievable. So, that's where we're at today. We're at a Mexican standoff. Let me give you a tune, and when I come back, we'll talk about cabbages and kings. I got samba here. You want to hear samba? Oh, here's one. Here's one in Arabic and Spanish. It's called Salam Pas Al Fina, which means peace at last. Now, if you want peace in the Middle East, everybody's got to go Coptic. Everybody's got to go Coptic Christian. And that's the way you get peace in the Middle East. And when the crazies show up, you call the cops. Okay. So when O'Reilly made that comment the other night that Jesus never and his the Holy Family never went to Egypt, it crushed me. So I went out and did a little research, and this is what I found. You know that Coptic Christians are being persecuted in Egypt today. And the Coptic Christians, there was a woman who was talking to John McCain, and she was telling McCain that he was selling out the Coptic Christians. And she said, "My family's name is in the Bible." And John turned into a pillar of salt. The Holy Bible concentrates on Jerusalem, which means land of peace, as center of the promised land where God declares his dwelling among people. And a holy temple was established in his name where people worshiped him, offered him sacrifices and offerings, and celebrated many feasts as a symbol of the heavenly joy. This is Jerusalem, the symbol of heaven, that is called Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. On the other hand, we find Babel and Egypt. Babel represents disobedience to God, violence, vainglory, e.g. the Tower of Babel and Hollywood, opposing God through his believers, the Babylonian captivity, adultery and abominations, and back to Hollywood again. Egypt, Showtime. Egypt was well known for its abundant crops and its king, Pharaoh, to whom Israel and Jude used to refuge against Babylon. Therefore, Egypt was a symbol of loving the temporary things and trust in human hands. Egypt was a refuge to many people, especially in famines. Abraham visited Egypt. So did Joseph, who became the second man after Pharaoh, offering crops to all neighboring countries. Jacob and his sons came to Egypt, where they lived as a family and grew as a nation. It was the birthplace of the nursery of the people of God. Their first leader, Moses, the great prophet, and his brother Aaron, the first chief priest, appeared in Egypt to grant them freedom. Saint Stephen says, "And Moses was taught in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and deeds." Among the prophets who visited Egypt was Jeremiah, who implored people not to flee Egypt, but in vain, for they forced him to accompany them in their journey to Egypt. He uttered his last prophecies in Tophanes of Egypt. Thus Egypt became a representative of the Gentiles to whom Christ came to establish his church and form a new people. Blessed be my people. Blessed be Egypt, my people. Hosea the prophet foresaw the Son of God going out of Bethlehem and fleeing to Egypt, where he found a welcome in the hearts of the Gentiles. Through Hosea, God the Father uttered this prophecy, "I called my son out of Egypt." Isaiah the prophet gave us more detail, saying, "Behold the burden of Egypt. The Lord rides upon a swift cloud. He shall come to Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence. In that day there shall be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt." Saint Cyril the Great interpreted this prophecy, saying, "The glittering cloud which carried the child Jesus to Egypt was his mother, Saint Mary, who suppressed the cloud in purity. The altar which was established in the midst of the land is the Christian church, which had replaced the temples of paganism as the idols collapsed and the temples were deserted in the presence of the Lord Jesus." O'Reilly says it was too far to go. They couldn't have gone there. Bubastis Hill. The Holy Family left Bethlehem on its way to Egypt through Sinai. They followed the southern caravan way along the Mediterranean coast, passing through Gaza Raphia, Reno Kalura, now El Arish, and then to Astrakini, which became the diocese of Bishop Abram, who joined the Council of Ephesus in 431 A.D. The last station for the Holy Family in Sinai was Pelusium, now Alfarma, which is located between El Arish and Port Said, which is considered the key entrance to Egypt from the eastern side. From Pelusium, they crossed to Babastis Telbasta, where they rested under a tree that is said to have survived until 1850 A.D. Here at the Bubastis Hill, a spring of water erupted from which the Holy Family used to drink, and its water healed many from their sicknesses. Soon after the Holy Family resided in the city, the pagan statues began to collapse, and this consequently aroused the anger of the pagan priests against the Holy Family. Therefore, the Holy Family left to the outskirts of the city to a place now called Masdad. Then there's Mataria. The Holy Family traveled to Bilbaiz, then to Minat Gena, now Minat Asamanud, crossing the River Nile to Samanud, and from there to Borolos. They crossed the River Nile to the western bank of Saka, and when they traveled westward along Wadi al-Natrun, the Natrun Valley, south of the Shahid Wilderness, the wilderness became a paradise of monks and earthly angels. The Holy Family then traveled to Heliopolis, to the district called Mataria, where they took shelter under a tree known as the Saint Virgin Mary tree. The Coptic Orthodox Church is taking care of this tree, which is still blossoming despite its old age. Near this tree is a spring of water. Shot and balsam plants are still growing. These plants are added to the ointments used to make the holy chrism oil for confirmation. Pilgrims in the Middle Ages used to visit Mataria and St. Mary's Tree, regarding them as sacred places. Until today, tourists come to visit them. Then they got as far as Old Cairo, and there's a church there. And the Holy Family crossed the River Nile into Upper Egypt and headed east to Banassa, and then they crossed to the eastern bank where they stopped at Gabal El Teir, the Mount of Birds near Samalut. So these people got around. And O'Reilly says they didn't travel far. Well, so I just wanted to give you that. They got more where, you know, where churches have been built where they were believed to have passed through. How was Christianity introduced to Egypt? St. Mark is considered the founder of the Coptic Church. However, evidence indicates that Christianity was introduced into Egypt before St. Mark, though undoubtedly it must have been on a very small scale. The Book of Acts refers to the Jews of Egypt who were present at the Pentecost. Upon their return home, they must have conveyed what they saw and heard about Christ and their relatives. The same book mentions an Alexandrian Jew named Apollos who arrived at Ephesus. He is described as an eloquent man with sound knowledge of the Holy Scriptures. He preached with great spiritual earnestness and was able to demonstrate from the Scriptures that Jesus was the expected Christ. It is quite possible that Apollos was a member of a small Christian group of Jewish origin who lived in Alexandria. The Copts have a rich history. They go back to the baby Jesus. So, I just thought I'd mention that to you. And so when a talk show host says Jesus was never in Egypt, and then he goes on to be Pope and General, in other conversations, I wonder... Let's see what we can give you. We're going to go sign off tonight. Oh. Yeah, that would be nice. Here's a tune you might like. We'll do this for all the GIs that are serving, the ones who are being denied Christ on the battlefield. by a Muslim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.